You guys really want to do this? You really want to eat a woman?
That's what she said. Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay in the Improvised Movie. I'm your host, Alec.
And I'm Jesse.
And I'm Jake the Snake Reuben.
We are back, everybody. It has been a little bit of time, but
It's been so long.
So many life events.
But don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you all. We think about you constantly. Every night. Just like, we gotta record. And then just, you know, life. You know what I mean? Alec gets engaged.
So true.
Alec moved.
There's a lot of Alec things.
Jesse got married. I don't know.
Jesse got married.
It's true.
Did we get
someone put a ring on it?
Yeah, I think
we did. The last one was pre-wedding.
Yeah, pre-wedding. Yeah. Wow, dark stormy Redding. Times. Yeah,
yeah.
Dark stormy time.
Every day we look outside and it's raining and it's sad. But now it's bright.
But then the wedding
beautiful.
Cleared everything up.
Yeah, gosh, so, yeah. That was months ago. Jesus.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But we are glad to be back, and we are glad that you are listening.
Wait,
and
I have a question. Who are we? What are we doing here?
I was just about to get into that.
I hate that bit so much.
You're welcome.
So this is Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. We are a podcast where we talk about a TV show or movie one of us has seen recently, and then based on that discussion, we take that and we make our own movie that is improvised on the spot. We come up with all the characters, all the dialogue, all the action, and all the settings and everything else in between, and make up our own movie that is based on that discussion. It's a great time, fun time, and you will see us do it right now. Because, guys,
what?
Whose week is it?
That's what I'm saying. Whose week is it?
I think it's Alec's week.
Alec week, woohoo! Hashtag Alec week.
It is an Alec
hashtag
week.
Hashtag Alec week.
Even though it's more
hashtag
or an Alec episode because we can't really say week, you know? Because last one was, we recorded it like 6 months ago.
Literally,
it took like
6 months ago.
You know, it's fine.
Well, you know what? I had a wedding. And a honeymoon.
That is true.
Yeah, we did.
True.
It's been a lot.
So it took 2 months to time out because I needed time because I couldn't edit it in Greece.
True.
I'm angry. I'm also flexing a little bit that I've been to Europe.
Wow. Crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway.
Crazy.
My New Year's resolution is to do screenplay podcast once a day.
Oh. By yourself? Because that's not my resolution.
little Jake minisodes. Yeah. He just comes.
He's like, guys,
I
just watched
ideas.
This really funny TikTok that I'm gonna do a fucking episode on.
Respond to us. Would you watch a Jake minisode? Email us.
Yeah, all right.
10 minutes.
Email us.
All right.
Okay. All right, Alex. So
Jesse's like too many bits.
All right, okay, let's move on.
So the thing that I'm going to be discussing with you all today is the show Yellow Jackets. It's a fun little show.
What's it about?
So it's about this high school girls soccer team. They are one of the best soccer teams in the country, so much so that they're going to nationals, and they're getting on a private plane that one of the girls' father owns, and as they're flying like to Seattle, I don't remember where like the school is, but they're flying to Seattle, but there's a storm, so they have to like go up into Canada or something to avoid it, and then while they're in Canada, just everything goes to shit and the plane crashes into the wilderness. So a couple of them die. There's like it's probably about like 20 or so girls, I'd say, and then there's like the coach, the smaller coach, what's the assistant coach?
Assistant coach, the small coach?
The smaller coach. He's a short guy. No.
Screenplay core.
But, so, and then there's the two head coaches' sons that are also on the plane, and then also the pilots. Both the pilots die when they crash, but the head coach, he dies, and then like all the other guys survive, and then like probably like 80% of the girls, I'd say, probably survive. So it's all about them like surviving in the wilderness, and then the other half of it is about the girls who survived. They're like 25 years into the future. It's like kind of modern day, like 2021 is when it takes place, and then it was 1996 when they crashed. So in 2021, it's about like the girls, there's like a conspiracy going on. Like everybody's asking them like what happened out there in the wilderness, because they have always been very vague about what happened, because it's implied that a little bit of cannibalism went on because they were out there stranded for 19 months. So long ass time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a conspiracy going on where some of them keep getting like letters that, I know what you did. You need to like give me this amount of money in such amount of time for me not to tell the media about what happened out there. So they're thinking like it's one of them that like is ratting them all out because they don't want these secrets of what the terrible atrocities that they had to do in order to survive come out to the public. So there's that, and then it's just a crazy time. There's some crazy characters. Main one is like one of the main ones is Christina Ricci's character. She played as a kid. She's played like the social outcast when they were at school, but then when they crash land, she's always bullied and whatnot. But when they crash land, she's actually like one of the most like helpful ones out there. So she's like, oh my god, I actually feel like I have I actually feel important now. So much so that it's shown that at the very end of the first night, she feels so helpful, and they're all looking for like the black box of the plane in order to like, which is like, it's like pinging their location or whatever so they can be found. Mm-hmm. But she destroys it because that night she destroys the black box because she doesn't want them to be found, because she feels like, oh, they actually appreciate me out here. I don't want to go back to fucking high school where they don't appreciate me. And then there's one girl that's played by, I think her name is Melanie Lynskey, as a, like an adult. She was in The Last of Us show.
I like her. She's a great actress.
Yeah. And then, but as a kid, it comes out that like, one, she's pregnant, and two, she's pregnant with her best friend's boyfriend's baby. In the wilderness, she's pregnant with this baby. Yikes. And like also the best friend is out there with her. Like, she was also on the team and she crash landed.
Oh no.
And then there's like kind of like a badass girl who smokes and does drugs and whatnot.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, she's
on
really
the soccer
cool. Yeah,
on the soccer team.
Yeah.
Because it comes out that like she didn't kill her dad, but she inadvertently does. Because she's like was going to like shoot him because he was being abusive to her mom. But then he like grabs the gun away from him, and then he accidentally like falls, and like the gun goes off when he falls, and he shoots half his head off. So she's fucked up about that. So then she
she's coping with substance abuse.
Yeah, and then she's like shacking it up with the older son of the head coach that's out there with them, and then the assistant coach, he like loses a leg in the crash. So,
and he's gay, right?
Oh well, if he is, I haven't gotten to that part.
Sorry,
I've only seen the first 7 episodes. So, the Christina Ricci's character, the weird outcast girl, has a weird crush on him, and he's just like trying to like get him away from her at all times. So yeah, that's
now. Isn't there some like mystical stuff going on too?
Yeah, there's some. That's like... There's like some weird symbolism. I haven't like really gotten to like see that pan out that much. But there's like weird symbols. There's like this one like circled and a triangle. There's a weird symbol out there that's like, what is this? Is this like kind of like weird mystical stuff? So they like do like a séance at one point in an abandoned cabin where there's like a dead body. That they find. So they do like a seance, and like this one girl who's like off her meds because like she has no medication anymore, she like gets weirdly possessed and like is like, it's coming for you, like she points at one of the girls or something. And
then there's like a smoke monster and a bunker in the ground. No.
There's like one point where that girl gets like there's like a really religious girl out there with them, and she like baptizes a girl who got possessed after she got possessed. And there's like a moment where she's like looking up like while she's in this lake or whatever, and she looks up and sees the religious girl, and she's like haloed by the sun above her. Then all of a sudden it just like turns to fire, and I'm just like, was that like a demon shit? Or but it's crazy.
Or maybe she's just off her meds.
Yeah, maybe she just needs professional help. So yeah, any other questions or anything? Any other characters that you want to know about? Or like stuff about that happens in the future I can talk a little bit about more? I think like the most interesting part right now to me is like the stuff that happened in 1996 when they crash landed. So that's kind of what I want to focus on for this movie, maybe. I don't really think we have to do, like, future stuff. But we can if we want to.
We'll see.
Future? How far in the future are we talking about?
No, I'm pretty satisfied with that explanation.
Cool.
No real questions.
I'm good.
All right.
No, yeah, I've seen it, so I'm good.
Yeah, Jake finished the first season. I'm like...
I finished the first season. Like
three or four episodes.
Do not want to watch anymore.
I have like three or four episodes left.
Jake, why is there a reason you're abandoning it?
It's just, I don't know.
It's not for you.
I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Nothing about the show. It's just a lot. Like, I was just like, I want to watch something less depressing all the time. So. Yeah. All right.
Let's take it away.
Let's get into it. All right. Out exterior day, school parking lot. A bunch of kids are out there. It's the end of the day. School's over. They're all getting to their cars like it's a high school, so some of them are able to drive. Some of them are getting on buses. Some of them are getting ready to go do extracurriculars at school. It's a great time. But we zero in on this one group that's walking along the sidewalk of big group of girls and guys. They're all talking about this extracurricular. Let's say they're theater kids. Maybe, you know what, for theater kids, it's a forensics group, and this is mostly for kids. Because those kids actually go on trips, you know, so... So, a bunch of...
All right, and they're all in a multiple, too.
Yeah, they're all in a multiple. They're all doing one thing, so they're all... All
right, so, yeah, they all... It's like a thing they perform together.
Yeah.
And the multiple they are doing is Sweeney Todd, the musical.
Yeah, uh-huh. And...
So they'll do it in 15 minutes, this musical. Yeah. And they're walking, and we look at... There are six people in there. It's three guys and three girls. Two of the guys are coupled up. Two of the girls are coupled up. And then there's other people left over.
A girl and a guy. There's a girl and a guy left over.
And a girl and a guy, yeah. Okay, cool. And they're all walking.
Oh, man, I can't wait for fucking... We're going to Kansas City this weekend for the forensics final over there. It's going to be great. We're going to crush
them. God, I hope
so.
This is just my last chance for fame and glory, I guess.
Yeah, before
right before I graduate.
Before you go off to college and go to Juilliard, Mr. Juilliard boy.
You're the best out of all of us.
It's not that special. People get into Juilliard all the time.
Yeah, like Superman and Robin Williams. Like, fucking, you're gonna be set for life. But you're our Sweeney Todd. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, you're the most important part of our entire thing. But Billy and I, we're just talking. This is one of the boys coupled with another boy. I don't think we're going to be able to go to Nationals.
What?
Yeah. We were thinking about going on a trip. We wanted to go to Cuba.
You want to go to Cuba during Nationals?
Yeah, you know, the weather's supposed to be nice, and... But I don't know. But we don't want to let you down, so we'll let you know. But
what's in Cuba?
Just want to throw that out there.
Like, why don't you want to perform with us? We've been.
It's my mother. I've never met her before.
Your mother's in Cuba?
And we wanted to go on a romantic honeymoon to find her.
You guys are married?
No, not a honeymoon, but just like to go together.
You said honeymoon. Are you married or not?
Well, we
are.
Okay.
Are you two?
Should
are
we
you
tell
two
them,
honeys? Yeah, I think we should probably tell them. They're ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
We're married, and we're going to Cuba.
We're going to Cuba. We're married.
I don't believe this. Look at me. Look at me.
Look
I'm
at us.
I'm Sweeney Todd. Look at us. I'm Sweeney
we're
Todd.
We're the little boy. You're gonna and. Man who sells potions. Like in Sweetie.
Yeah, I know.
Like those are our roles.
I've seen it. Well, we've been performing this for months.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter's character. What is the character called?
Mrs.
Mrs. Well, I don't know.
Lovett? Mrs. Lovett. Lovett.
I'm playing Lovett. Mrs. Lovett. Lovett.
No, and you're doing a great job. Stellar.
Thank you.
But
you're doing...
But
so we're leaving tonight.
Tonight,
and you're gonna have to find replacements. Yeah.
No.
There's no one who can do your part.
Yeah, we're a team. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this together. Look, Kansas City, it's in 2 days. If you're going tonight, let's get this mom thing out of the way as a team.
You're coming with me to see my mom?
Are you suggesting we go to Cuba?
To see my mom?
As a team, yeah, we got
you. I've never seen her.
Neither have we.
I'm married. True. You right.
It's like, look.
But
if we have to, we'll find a fucking forensics tournament in Cuba and perform there.
Yeah.
In English?
In English. They gotta have one, right? I mean,
they gotta
forensics
have one.
They
is gotta
so have. Big right now.
Especially in Cuba.
Especially in Especially Cuba. In Cuba. I watched a documentary about it.
You're so smart.
You're so...
All right. Well, so I guess we're all going to Cuba then. All
right.
Let's go after the tournament.
What?
Wait, after? You're going tonight.
Well, I was, but now if we're all going, maybe we could just go
we'll
after.
Just push it back. Yeah, okay.
Well, what a pointless conversation. I'm sorry to...
No, you're right. Okay, fine. All right. We'll go after the tournament.
Better.
We'll go after the tournament. All right. Okay,
thank
cool.
you. We cut cool. to... It's you the are. Airport after the tournament. They all have giant-ass trophies from winning. Woo! And now they're all getting... They're all getting on the plane, and they're going to Cuba.
But it's not like a normal plane. It's like one of the smaller charter planes.
It's a little
puddle
jumper.
Yeah,
Kansas City going to Cuba.
Along with the plane from Kansas City to Cuba, along with the six of them, there's two other people and two pilots and a steward. Yes.
The intercom announcer is now boarding flight 375 for Cuba. Please now priority boarding group numbers 1 and 2.
Group numbers 1 and 2. There's like 8 of us boarding.
I was gonna say. they watch as a very rich man steps up, and he has a big suitcase, and he has like a scarf made out of real leather, and he rips it around his neck,
leather
and he picks it up. He's got somewhere to be, and he walks on the plane.
Excuse me, everyone. He sits. I'm the only one in first class.
It's just one seat
in the middle of the fucking aisle.
In the middle, in the middle. Around him.
He's like, as they're boarding the plane, he's like sipping a mimosa, and he's just like leering at them all.
Yeah, and he's,
the stewardess is tending to him.
Yeah, and he's like,
"Would you like another mimosa,
please? And make this one stronger. I'm deathly afraid of flying, yet I must go to Cuba for business."
Ooh, what's your business? Can I ask?
It's sort of classified. I am meeting with I'm meeting with the leader of the political parties, both of them.
Oh, it sounds like you just told me your business.
Yeah, yeah, and you won't say anything about it either. I'll have you killed.
I'll have you know, all stewardesses are trained in black belt karate, so watch out.
Yes.
We know how to disarm people on planes, so. What? Oh, here come the next people. Would you like headphones? The rest of the group walks on the plane. The in-flight movie today is Shrek 3.
Aww.
You will deal with it! She's handing them all headphones and little things. The last person to board the plane, not part of their group, is a little boy who's flying alone. And he looks scared.
There's no chaperones.
No chaperones. It's like one of those, like, parent-to-parent, like...
Well, yeah, but not even for the kids who are in high school and doing forensics, there's no chaperones.
Oh, yeah, there's no chaperones.
They're not a coach or anything.
Well, one of them's, he's 18, the one that's graduating. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
In a way, he's chaperoned.
You don't know how students teaching other students, coaching other students goes. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
As they sit down in the plane, one of the members of the group stands up and he goes, he addresses everybody. He says, "My name is Peter. Would you like to see our performance of Sweeney Todd?"
Three other people. The little boy's like,
"Yes!" The stewardess is like, "Can you please sit down? No, no. Oh, we have to
We're doing Sweeney Todd right now. It's me. I'm going to graduate in 2 months, and I need to perform on this plane, woman."
On the intercom.
Attend the tales.
All of a sudden, over the intercom, the pilot says, "Hello, everybody. We are just about to get off the tarmac right now. Please, no standing. Everybody, put your seatbelts on. And most importantly, no singing. Thank you, and have a great flight with us."
The weather today looks like a very brisk 32 degrees here in Cuba. So make sure you bundle up.
In April?
In April.
Damn. Global warming.
That's the end of the forensic season. I'm a big fan. I would like it if they sang, you know.
I wouldn't. It would be very distracting, and we are just about to get up on into the air, so they wouldn't have their seatbelts on, and they would fall.
Well, Kyle, some people like listening to live music and not your mixtapes, so...
Well, Tom, once this intercom goes off, some coarse words will be said.
Please help me. All right. Enjoy your flight.
The plane takes off. We cut to Mr. Senior, graduating senior. He doesn't have a name. It's Charlie. Okay, that's what Charlie. His name is. It's Charlie. He's sitting next to his buddy, and they're wistful. I'm just this. You know, I'm glad we did this. I think this is fun.
Yeah,
that we get to do a little celebratory vacay in the middle of school.
Yeah, it's great.
We're a week early for spring break, but still,
yeah,
very
fun.
Yeah,
the principal allowed it. It's cool. It's fine. It's going to be great. We're going to help Peter over here. We're going to help him find his mom. And
yeah.
We're going to help him fall in love, even though they're married.
Wait, yeah, they're married. But I feel like it's kind of a marriage of convenience, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that.
He just has low self-esteem. Peter turns around.
You know this is a really small plane, right?
I thought you had headphones on.
Yeah, you're supposed to have headphones on. Put your headphones in. We're not talking to you. It's the little earbuds.
It's the little ear...
Oh, yeah, the little earbuds that are, like, way too big for your ears is what they hurt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Peter, you have low self-esteem, and you're in a marriage of convenience. We're going to help you fall in love with Billy.
Yeah, we are.
For real.
Wait, I do love Billy.
Yeah, like, but not for real.
Like, I really love Billy. I think he's great.
Right, I think you have low self-esteem. Like. Yeah, yeah.
All right, five things I like. His smile, his teeth, his breath, his...
That's number three.
His kisses and his little dimp. Oh my god!
It's mostly mouth stuff.
To his mouth.
Yeah, it's all physical.
You just love his mouth.
Yeah. Have you even talked to him, or have you just been kissing?
Don't look at me like that.
I don't know. I know this is all moving kind of fast. I know that, you know, I met him at the start of the forensic season, and now
that was February.
I know. X amount of months later, and here we are.
You're married. There's a legal document between the two of you, is there not?
Yeah, there is. Well,
Sandra was a witness.
Yeah, Sandra turns around.
Is that loud?
And she
because she's 16.
And she turns back she's around. 16. She turns back around. She makes like a face and turns back around.
Sandra, are you older than we think you are?
She turns around and winks and turns back around.
I think Sandra might be a woman in her 20s. She's trying to relive high school.
Oh, damn.
You think she's like one of those undercover cops?
She's like a narc.
Good thing we haven't been doing any drugs.
You haven't been doing drugs?
What? Peter?
I think we should... Charlie? In Cuba.
Charlie? I'm Peter. Peter? You're Charlie.
And you're my friend.
Hey, what's your name, out of curiosity?
Yeah, I'm Cassidy.
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 Mrs. Lovitz.
Yeah, I'm Mrs. Lovitz.
Yeah, you were. Cassidy's you were. Mrs. The season's Lovitz. Over.
And there's Sandra.
Should we recount really quickly? Roll call?
Wait. Should we just do a roll call? Just out of curiosity?
Okay, let's do a roll call. Okay, we'll do a little call. It's me. Right. I'm Charlie.
There's Peter.
Charlie.
There's Charlie.
Peter.
2 months away from graduating. He's Sweeney Todd.
That's right. Peter.
There's Charlie, and there's Billy, who's married to... Peter.
Peter. And there's Billy, Peter, Charlie.
And there's Cassidy and there's Sandra, who may be 20.
There's one other girl that hasn't been named. You know who we're talking about.
You know who we're talking about. Oh, Veronica.
It is Veronica. Veronica. And then there's Mr. CEO, the steward, the little boy, and the two pilots.
The little boy and the two pilots.
Oh, we're doing it for the whole play, not just the forensics team.
I mean, yeah, we'll call everybody.
Okay, great.
Just who's on the plane? The little roll call. Little boy's like, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm Benny.
Oh, Benny? And the stewardess, she bends over, she's like, my name is Caitlin.
The stewardess.
Hi.
Hi. All right. The Mr. CEO guy goes, my name is Wyatt.
Oh, all right. On a first name basis with the guy.
He turns back around.
Suddenly, the air masks drop from the whatever they are, their little cubbies.
The compartments.
Yeah, the compartments. Everyone starts screaming. They're freaking out. Everyone's putting on their masks. They're helping their partners after they help themselves. And the pilot comes over the intercom in a fury.
Everybody, it's not looking good right now. We are going down excitedly, but please stay in your seats, put your masks on. If there's anybody to help Benny back there, please do so, because he cannot reach it. Benny's like...
he's trying to grab it, but he's turning blue. He's choking.
And I'll be back in a second to let you know what's happening.
We cut to outside.
The other pilot goes on. Oh my god, we're gonna die! All right.
The outside of the plane is shown. There's an engine that's on fire, and they're going down rapidly. We're seeing a vast expanse of blue ocean as we're falling out of the sky, and we start to see. Oh, there's a small island that they're headed right for. It's densely packed with trees, and the trees start to slow their descent. It's pandemonium on the plane. People are flying all over the place because no one was buckled up. Someone's singing the song from Sweeney Todd, the one that he sings with the judge. It's a duet. What is that? What's that one called? Pretty Women. That one. So they're singing that while they're crashing, and that's like the that's the soundtrack of the plane crash.
Oh my gosh!
The plane intact lands, you know, on the ground, but it seems like there's been little injury. We cut to back to inside the plane.
Everybody slowly gets up. One of the Cassidy, she grabs one of the handles of the armchair and gets up. Is everybody okay?
You see Sandra? She's holding a pole, like a very pointy pole. It's just about to impale her head, but she like grabbed it right before. And she just slowly puts it down and is, like, looking around.
Oh, my God. Are you okay, Cassidy? Or
and then she turns Sandra? Around and she turns and screams. And everyone looks at Billy as another pole went right through his face.
Damn. When I thought there was no little injury.
I know. It's a little injury, but it's a big injury, if you know what I'm saying.
Billy is
Peter
dead.
Peter turns and screams,
Oh my god!
All right, everyone.
Billy, he couldn't grab mask in time.
Everyone, this as leader of this frenzies group, Captain. I think we got to get out of this plane immediately. We have to go far away, so we don't. I don't know. It might blow up or something.
Okay.
Everything I know is from either Lost or. Another television
Sweeney
show.
Todd.
Sweeney Todd. That's all I know is Lost and Sweeney Todd.
Everybody
and I only know Lost because that's what we did last year.
Yeah. We did Lost
everyone grab... We did Lost the musical.
Quick, everybody grab your suitcases. We need all the materials we can get.
The stewardess runs out. Are you kids okay? Oh my gosh, that was so scary. What a terrible, terrible thing.
We're fine.
Oh my god, one of the kids is not okay! Oh my god!
Point of order. Say
Jake,
that again,
you keep, like,
but not as loud.
Peeking.
It's the peeking, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, one of the kids is not okay!
It's too loud. It's too loud.
Too loud.
It's too high, I think, is what it's doing.
Okay, do it in a really deep voice.
One of the kids is not okay, she says.
Yeah, no, he died. It's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine. That kid is very dead.
We all could have been
dead.
I feel
responsible.
Yours just
you guys have no chaperone.
Veronica quickly, she gets up, and she starts kicking at the exit door in the middle of the plane. Somebody help me, quick! We gotta get
Wyatt
out of here!
Wyatt comes through. Out of my way! I'm a billionaire. I'm gonna kick this door open. He kicks it and his shoe falls apart. God damn
it's on fire. It's on fire.
You do it, child. You do this. I'm supervising.
Send the child.
All six of the kids, they start pushing up against the emergency exit. There's like a large palm tree like in front of the door that's
barring their exit. They're kicking in the... To the beat of one of the Sweeney Todd songs.
Dun 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 dun. Bow 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 bow.
They eventually,
sure enough,
yeah,
they get it open and the door kind of falls out, and everyone steps their way out of the plane.
Wait,
right?
Cassidy, she perks up. She looks over. The stewardess, the billionaire, all six of the kids got out, but the pilots didn't. Where are the pilots?
As they walk their way out of the plane, they look and see that one of the trees they crash into fell on top, on the front half of the plane, and totally crushed the shit out of those pilots.
That's right.
Gore
the pilots
everywhere.
The pilots survived like the crash. It's like this. The pilots survived the crash, but they died because a tree fell on them.
Yeah. You got a quick flashback to that moment. They're like, Good landing. Good landing.
Oh, yeah, we made it.
And then
the tree crashes on them.
Sandra, she walks up to the dead pilots and takes one of the little pins, and she pins it on herself.
For bravery.
For bravery, yeah.
All right, we get sort of an establishing pan of the area. It's palm trees and kind of thick brush, but it's a very sandy island. There's
And it's snowing.
It's snowing because it's 32 degrees.
It's 32 degrees.
And they are not dressed for the weather, I'll say it. They have light jackets at best.
They all just came from Kansas City in April. Like, it's probably a nice 70 degrees there.
I know, it's probably warmer in Kansas City.
Yeah, and they took a very small charter flight to fucking Cuba.
Why is it so cold?
Cold-ass Cuba.
That's near the equator.
That's how it works. They do be how it
goes. All right, everyone. This is, again, as captain of the forensics team, I think we have to establish a shelter, and we have to get a fire going. So does anyone have any survival skills? Anybody at all?
The billionaire is like, I have survived. I've come up. I've pulled up by my bootstraps in order to make it to the top of my company.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Can you make a fire?
Wait, can you call somebody?
Yeah, where's your cell phone?
He pulls out his cell phone. And there is no cell service at all. He puts his hand up in the air with the cell phone. He's like trying to see if he gets any bars. He's not getting anything.
I can't get anything. I don't know. And I have no one close to me that I have on Find My Friends in order to know where I am.
Aww. All the kids go, aww.
We all have each other's locations.
That's right.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, one of them pulls. Of them pulls their stuff out, and it's just like, "Oh, Peter, you're here."
It's just like
Billy hasn't moved in a little bit.
They all get the map. They're like, "Oh, you're here, and you're here, and you're here." And the next kid is like, "Yeah,
Veronica,
and I'm here,
and you're 1 mile away from me."
God. All right, everyone, we're losing focus.
Little Benny is just screaming, crying. He's having a horrible time. He's all alone.
Benny?
He's like, I just want my mom. Yeah, Benny.
Benny's dead.
No, Billy's dead.
Billy's dead.
Oh,
Benny's
Billy.
The little boy.
Billy the husband.
Billy's dead.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, there's a Benny and a Billy because we hate us.
I thought for sure the little boy died.
No,
okay.
No, the little boy was
okay, good to know.
Is
good
alive,
to know.
Very alive, yes.
Okay, so...
And so he's having a hard time.
Benny's crying. Benny's crying. Cool.
Yeah. They were just like, we'll deal with
everybody, fan out. Look for firewood. That's what we need. We need to start a fire immediately. We'll split up.
The stewardess already has a fire.
Well, who does?
The stewardess.
Oh, yeah. The camera pans over.
She's trained in
She's already cooking like wildlife she found.
Yeah. She used the alcohol from the stewardess little thing to light a fire.
She's like, if you guys want to survive, you got to stick with me.
Okay.
The CEO is like, I would never. A woman as our leader, and then all the kids are like, whoa, sir.
I'm sorry.
This is 2050, buddy. This is the year is 2050, motherfucker. Women are taking up the majority of the workforce and the top leadership.
And a majority
you're
of the Supreme 2020, Court,
2020, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I think we should vote in a democratic way to kick him out of our.
Oh
group.
Yeah, it's like Survivor.
It is.
Did
like
you guys
Survivor.
Watch episode season? Let me think. That would probably be like season 100.
Season 100. Yeah, over 100. Yeah. With robot Jeff Probst.
Yeah, Jeff Probst would be like 90 at that point.
Yeah.
Well, and he would, you know, he would have stopped hosting, but they gave him that fake heart.
Yeah.
So, good for him. Good for him.
I mean, you can't just say that and not expect us to, like, riff on the air now.
Of course. It would be funny, but...
That's so funny. Okay. But anyways, look, sir, I think you should leave our group. You're only bringing bad energy.
Fine. I'll go. I'll go alone. I'll make my own brand new civilization out here. And no, and right, I won't need any of you.
All right, good luck.
Okay, goodbye.
Don't the door hit you on the way out.
Don't let the Lord hit you where the good. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Thank you, Sandra.
I learned that in church. She's the religious one.
Oh. All
right. We cut to. It's later that evening. Everyone's sitting around the fire. They're huddled together for warmth. But the fire's kind of it's slowly dying out. They're running out of burnable twigs, and they have to go scavenge for firewood. They split off into groups.
Wyatt is like on like the edge of camp. Like you could still kind of see him. Like he's like they're like we can still see you.
He's just like just staring at them. And then he, like, skulks back into the woods.
He disappears into the shadows. They split up into groups of two looking for firewood. We have Charlie and Peter and Sandra and, God, what's her name?
Veronica?
Not Veronica, the other one.
Cassidy.
Caitlin.
No.
Well, Cassidy's a guy, isn't he?
No.
No, Cassidy's a girl.
Oh.
Peter and what was the fucking
it was Peter and Charlie and Billy and was Charlie. Married to Peter and Billy is dead.
But Billy's dead. So now there's three girls and they're Veronica, Cassidy.
No, Peter was married to Billy and Billy's dead.
What? Billy was married to Peter.
Billy was married to Peter, yeah.
Billy's dead.
Oh Jesus.
We have to do this every now and then, folks.
Yes.
I know. We're a little rusty, yeah.
There's Cassie, Sandra, and Veronica are the three girls. And then there's Caitlin, the stewardess, and Benny, the kid.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So Peter and Charlie Oops. Are together.
Peter and Charlie.
Sandra and who?
And Sandra and Cassidy.
Sandra and Cassidy.
And Veronica is with Benny.
And then
the stewardess, Caitlin. She's staying at the camp. Fire.
Make sure it doesn't completely All right,
so
go
we
out.
Cut to Charlie and Peter. They're in the dark and they're walking in the woods and they're picking up sticks. And Peter is really sad and he's crying.
This day has just been so, you know, we won nationals and I thought like we could only go up and then we crashed and I just want to see my mom and it's just the whole thing.
Okay, I need you to keep it together. Keep it together.
Okay.
Pull yourself together.
I'll try. I'll do it for Billy.
Do it for Billy.
I'll do it for
hey,
Billy.
Hey, these people look up to you, okay?
They look up to me. You're the
they
leader.
Look up to you. Yeah, I'm the captain, but they look up to you too. You're like an unofficial other leader.
Oh, really?
You mean that? Kind of. Really? Only in as far as you believe it. What I'm trying to say is I'm sorry. I'm sorry what happened to your husband and and to the rest of your high school career. I don't know. Look, if we don't get out of this, I just want to let you know that it's been fun to be around you.
They high five. So let's just find some. Holy shit! And they it pans up and it's a tiger.
All right, don't move.
Oh my god! It's
move. It's a tiger. Maybe.
Holy shit!
I don't know. Oh my god, okay. The tiger slowly moves towards them.
Oh my god, it's so cold and there's a tiger here.
It's so cold for this tiger. Peter. Oh my god,
did he just trying say to something? Say
something? Are we imagining this?
Burr.
Oh, it's the just said... he said burr, the tiger's just cold.
We must be hallucinating. There's no way.
No, this is not real. We're hallucinating.
Why are you
we
oh my god, crash? The tiger is talking to us.
Do we? Hold on. Do we? Are we supposed to interact with hallucinations, or are we just supposed to let him go? I'm very confused.
Well, in my psych class, they said
the tiger lunges at Peter.
Attention.
Oh my god, you weren't paying the
tiger lunges up here and pins him down.
Oh my god!
You are the chosen one.
Did he say you're the chosen one?
What? I think I'm the, and all of a sudden the tiger eats Peter.
but then Peter? His hallucination goes away and Peter's fine.
Yeah. He's like on the ground rolling around in the snow.
Oh my god, Peter, what happened?
It wasn't real?
I don't think so. I don't think that was real at all.
The tiger, and that was the chosen one, and then he ate me?
Yeah, no, I was there. It was a shared hallucination.
Wait, really? But, you were there?
Yeah. I wasn't part of it.
Oh my god.
What?
I mean, that was just fucking crazy. What do you mean, what? That was wild.
No, that was wild. That was insane.
Oh my god, wait.
I don't know how to feel.
I think we should just go back. We should go back to camp.
Why? And tell him what? And tell him we're hallucinating things?
No, I tell him that we found this log. He has like a big log.
Okay. We cut to Veronica, Cassidy, and the other one, Chandra.
Sandra.
They're also picking up wood.
So, Sandra, like, what's your deal? Because, like, you kind of insinuated you're a bit older than everybody. So, like, I don't want to, like, mellow the mood or anything, but, like, are you a narc?
Sandra,
are you a police officer?
Sandra leans in really close. You cannot tell anybody this. But I'm an undercover nun. It's a really long story.
A nun?
Yeah.
I'm religious. Did you know that?
Oh, you're religious?
Was Sandra the religious one that I said? Okay, cut that.
You're also religious.
I'm religious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
I grew up Catholic.
I'm just a nun, so like I'm like as religious as
but
you
like,
can be.
But like, what does an undercover nun like insinuate? Like, what's your
point of order?
Why
point
are
of order.
You under? Yeah.
Nundercover. All right. Let's keep going.
There you go.
Why are you like a nun undercover? Oh.
I'm here to convert the youth of America to what do nuns do?
They're
Christian?
They're Catholic.
Catholic. Oh, yep. That's it.
Well, I'm already there.
I was going to say, you have been my prime subject for like the past couple years.
Years?
Yeah.
You never knew I was Catholic already?
Well, you've known me as many things. You've known me as Sandra. You've known me as the school bus driver.
Oh my God.
You've known me as even Mom at one point.
I thought but Mom had a weird haircut. Things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
And it was all because...
Wow, I can't believe...
All because you were an undercover.
I was an undercover. And so... I don't know why I think I'm telling you this because I think we're gonna die. But can I tell you my real belief?
What do you believe in?
I don't think God is real.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think so either.
Heretic! She starts throwing rocks
no,
at her.
No,
that
no,
was a
no,
test
no, no.
And
come
you
on,
failed!
Come on.
My subject's bad.
Did you just say that to make me admit?
Yes!
Oh my God.
That was a test!
And I failed it.
Just like we're tested by the Lord every day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. She looks up. She goes, is that a tiger?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Quick, throw rocks at it.
We cut to
Veronica and Benny, the little boy, they're on a different part of the island, and they kind of given up looking for sticks because Benny has, you know, he's not been very helpful and he's been crying. Benny.
I'm tired.
I know.
It's been a long day. I miss my mom and dad.
I know. We need to help.
They're divorced.
I'm sorry to hear that. My parents are, they're not together either.
I was going to my mom's house.
In Cuba?
In Cuba.
Oh my God.
She has an awesome house in Cuba.
Oh no.
She lives on this resort. It's fucking sick.
Benny, yeah. We can talk about the things that you like to make you feel better.
Okay.
All right. So what do you do? You're a kid. How old are you?
I'm 7.
7? Okay, that's good. Yeah. What kind of things do you like?
You know, I like Fortnite.
Okay, obviously. Okay.
I like arts and crafts. You know, I like the hit AMC show Mad Men.
Wow. You really like stuff from like the 2010s and 2020s, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I'm an old soul. Oh yeah. I like Bluey 2030.
Bluey 2030, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big car guy. You know, yeah. The new Pontiac G7 2049. That's a really cool car.
That's so cool. I don't know, you remind me of my little cousin. And my little cousin, he's so strong and smart, just like you, Benny. I can't believe you even got on a plane by yourself. That's so scary, I think.
Yeah, this is only my third time doing it.
I know. Wow, I'm just proud of you, and I think I'm glad, and we're gonna make it out alive, okay?
Yeah.
We're gonna live on this.
What about you?
What about me? I'm Veronica. I played the judge's daughter.
I kicked out
the thing in the plane.
Yeah, you jumped to the occasion.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I know, but I don't. I'm never recognized for how much of a leader I am. I mean, Charlie, he got to be captain of the forensics team, and I'm also graduating, and they didn't even consider me.
Wow.
I know, it's really sad. It's
probably because your parents are divorced.
Probably.
It
does kind of make you a burden.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I feel like society sees us as burdens because every time someone mentions their mom and dad, I have to, you know, pipe up and say that, my parents aren't together.
Yeah, my mom, they're not together.
Yeah, my dad had
Cuba. She lives at a really cool resort.
Right. My dad had a crazy affair with a woman he should not have been sleeping with, and I have to bring it up every chance
Mine
I get.
Mine too.
Oh, my God. Was it this?
Yeah.
Do you think our parents? Wait, what? No, what? I don't think so. Unless.
Yeah, my mom, she had like a really crazy. Both my mom and dad, they were having two different affairs.
Oh, my mom was a victim in all of this. She was loyal to the end.
They were kind of mutually cheating on each other.
Oh, maybe that's better that they're not together then.
Yeah.
But again, you bring that up and your friends all go, "Shut up, Veronica. We don't care that your dad is a two-timing loser." And that hurts.
They say that about my dad too. And then they say like, "Wait, what does your mom have at the resort that she lives at?" And I'm like, "She's got a PlayStation 10. she's got the X Sphere."
Oh, that's.
She's got the Nintendo Lite.
Dang,
it's so cool there.
Do you think your friends just like you for your materialistic objects, though? Because I feel like that's all my friends like me for. But instead of materialism, it's because I got a pretty face. That's why they like me. But I'm so much more than that, Benny.
I'm so much more than that too. I'm so much more than my cool mom.
I know. You're.
I like arts and crafts.
Yeah.
I'm an old soul.
I'm a good actress. I was the judge's daughter in Sweeney Todd.
That's I don't know what that part is. Oh, I've never seen Sweeney Todd. My dad won't let me.
It's probably
so fuck him.
Yeah, fuck your dad a little bit. Oh my god, is that Oh my god, is that a tiger?
Oh my god. I've seen a tiger on Bluey 2030.
There's a tiger on Bluey. Cool. No, but this tiger is this real?
Well, to me, he looks like the tiger from Bluey 2030.
The tiger pounces.
The tiger pounces. Cut to back to camp. The last remaining group makes it back, and they all stand in a full circle, we'll say, around the campfire, all looking at Caitlin, who is dead. And attached to her is a note that says, "You should have let me stay with the group." Oh my god. And it's on her face.
That Wyatt, that rich man Wyatt, he did this, didn't he?
I mean, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. If I was the only one who would.
It's pretty clear.
Don't condescend to me. I'm the captain.
I thought he said, did this. I'm also a leader, too.
No, you're not supposed to tell that to people, though, Peter.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They see you as an unofficial leader, an unspoken leader. Now, shut up.
Mm.
We can't have two leaders in the kitchen. That's too many cooks.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys thought about what Jesus would do?
What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
I don't know. He'd probably turn water to wine or something.
He'd take this situation and he'd make it a good one. Maybe we didn't need Caitlin. We are able to make it on our own.
Should we eat her?
Should we eat her?
Whoa.
Everyone looks around. Hungry.
Benny, should maybe, we do Benny's stomach maybe gurgles?
Aw, little Benny.
I'm hungry.
He's hungry. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone stop.
All in favor of eating her. All right.
Wait, hold on. Charlie has something to say.
Everyone just stop. We're not going to eat her. Benny's we're like, just not doing that.
Benny starts kicking her his foot like, aw, man. Like...
He's like, I really want to eat her.
Fine, we won't eat her.
Okay, but guys, everyone just stop. I'm thinking.
People slowly raise their hands to, like, vote yes for eating her.
You guys really want to do this? You really want to eat a woman?
That's what she said. I'm sorry. That was Cassidy.
You're a rascal, Cassidy. You're just a little rascal.
You're Rascity. A rascal, Cassidy. Okay.
All right. If we really want to eat this woman, you're gonna have to really convince me because I'm de facto leader at the moment.
Oh my god, do I have the musical for you?
What?
Hit musical Sweeney Todd, where they eat people. You know, in Sweeney Todd, what are those? They make the best damn pies of their lives with those people. So you know what we should do? We should make her into a meat pie. Like in Sweeney Todd.
I understand. I understand the reference.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everyone's like, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it makes sense.
Benny's like, I've never seen the play, but I agree.
All right, fine. If you guys want to eat this woman, I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not going to be a part of it.
But you're Sweeney Todd.
I know.
You.
But that's just a character I play.
You took that cooking class to go method.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
you know how to make meat pies.
Yeah,
they are starting like humming, like ba bum bum. They like they're trying to get him hyped up. They're singing, they're humming Sweeney Todd. Da dun da dun da dun da
dun da dun. Stop! I'm not gonna. All right, fine. He pulls out a straight razor.
Yeah. All of a sudden, there is a loud, just like noise from like sounds like it's on like the other side of the island or something. Just like a loud horn is being blown. They all stop. Dead their tracks.
Oh my god, what's that?
What is that?
Oh my god.
We should go investigate.
Then all of us.
I think we should. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, they all feel there's a presence. There's a rustling in the leaves.
At the same time, several of them go, it's the tiger.
Wait.
Like, you know, wait, whoa, hold on. You saw a tiger?
The tiger?
You guys saw a tiger? Out of the leaves pops the tiger.
Okay.
He starts to.
Tiger.
And a third tiger.
And a third tiger. And they all come together to form Wyatt.
I carried myself up by my bootstraps and by my mystical powers in order to gain power.
What the hell?
I'll say, is he the three tigers?
I don't understand. Why did you tell us that? Why did you tell some of us that we're the chosen one? What does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Please explain.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Obviously, please. This has all been a test. This has been a test.
Obviously?
It's like Willy Wonka. I've been testing you all of you kids, on who should be the next CEO of my company.
What is your company?
Wait, why would
my
we?
My company.
You crashed the plane for this?
I did.
Wait, you killed three people?
They're all in on it.
Wait, what about Billy?
Oh, Billy. Yeah, that was an unfortunate casualty. We need to work out the bugs of the plane crash, you know, for next time.
For next time?
Wait, so they were in on it and they're dead or they're not dead?
No, those were all fake bodies. They're all actually all out there. They're part of the crew. It's like during a curtain call, they all like run out, just like the light little jog of the pilot and Caitlin. They're all like,
they all start waving, they're bowing.
Give them a hand, and then, like all the kids are like still like traumatized. Still,
so a couple of the kids clap.
They're like, you can't do anything without a crew. That's so good.
Those were really good effects. Yeah, give it up to the sound crew.
Yeah. All right, okay. Listen, here's what I don't understand.
You're testing them?
Yeah, thank you, Peter. I'm trying to lead, but okay.
I'm also trying to lead.
Yeah, so. Well, you're only partial leader because I doth you one. I dubbed you one. And I'm going to be the CEO. Anyway.
I'm going to be the CEO.
I don't think so.
I've lost the most.
Your husband's dead.
My husband is dead. That's what I'm saying.
That's
he is dead.
The only thing worse than having a dead husband is being divorced. So you're kind of an untouchable.
Billy and Veronica are like, oh.
They're like, oh,
they like look downtrodden.
All right, so
my company, my company is a major conglomerate that makes everything. It's Amazon 2.0. It's called The Forest.
Ooh.
Television, mailing, packages, construction, everything under the sun is done by my company, The Forest.
Okay, but you killed a kid, though, so you're going to be in real trouble for that.
Oh, this is all under wraps. Nobody knows about this.
I mean,
and
we know about
it. You aren't going to go to the...
We know about
you're
it.
All not going to go to the authorities. Because we all have it on tape that you were about, all of you were about to eat Caitlin. Except for Charlie.
Oh! true. We were. They're all like, yeah, we were.
Yeah,
about to
okay.
Eat her. Yeah.
So what if
Charlie? You're the one.
I'm the one?
It's fucking
oh, Charlie!
Charlie
fuck! Fuck! Charlie Bucket, wow.
Wait, I don't...
Charlie,
that's crazy.
You passed the test.
Okay.
You're the one you're the most selfless one of them all.
I know, but I feel like I still want to go to the authorities because you killed Billy.
You did kill
my
husband.
You killed his husband.
I'm glad that you're so sad about it. Because guess what? Billy's not dead, everybody. We wanted to see how you would react. Billy comes.
Billy
runs out. He takes a bow.
Wait, Billy, you've been a plant the whole time?
Wait. Are you telling me our marriage, our our love was all...
It was all an act.
Well, it was a marriage of convenience.
It was a marriage out of convenience. It was a convenience for this bit.
What?
Peter, you're a great kid. You're a great kid.
Wait a minute. He's a kid? How old are you?
How old are you, Billy?
I'm 17. I'm a child actor.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was gonna say, wow, Billy.
You know, it's a catch. It's because I don't know you. It's just like you're a great kid.
You don't know me? I feel like you know me very well. I don't know you.
I guess we do know each other very well, but you don't know me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my real name isn't Billy.
What?
I have a question. Peter stands up. Actually, no, it's Sandra. She stands up. The Lord has been testing me. How are you three tigers? I don't understand. What is going...
Well, you know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Are you Jesus?
Jesus was actually a tiger all along.
What?
Catholicism has been built upon tiger mythology this entire time.
All right, can I say something? As the one who wasn't going to eat Sarah, I feel like this motherfucker's been lying to us. I don't think there's any tiger symbology in Catholicism. I think we should kill him.
No.
You've been lying to us.
I know that this isn't another hallucination.
It's not. It's real. Look. He pinches Charlie's skin to like make to tell him that it's not, that's real.
Ow. Stop it.
It's real. See, okay. You can feel it. You can feel my face. He like pulls Charlie's hands and like makes him touch his face. I'm real. This is all real. Well, except for the whole act. That wasn't...
Yeah, you've been lying to us. We just wanted to go to Cuba on a vacation to meet Peter's
mother. Wanted to meet my mother. Yeah.
And she's right here.
What?
Peter's mom runs out, takes a bow.
She takes a bow? Yes.
I don't understand. Why would you cast his mother if we were never going to make it there?
No, that's actually his mom. That's not... I didn't cast her. I brought her out here.
Why?
I don't know why she bowed.
I still...
Mommy?
She comes over and hugs Peter.
Honey.
It's okay.
It's so good to see you.
Did you get that? He points to the cameras that are like in the trees.
God damn it.
You getting this? This is all being filmed, by the way. Remember that?
All right, Sandra takes out a gun. She's like, I don't know what's going on here.
Oh my god, she's an undercover.
I'm a nun undercover. There's too much lying going on. There's too much lies. I need to figure it out. The only way to figure it out is if I go down. She shoots herself.
No, sir! Is that part of the act? Tiger Man,
not,
Wyatt?
That
no, that's fake. That's real?
That was real.
So you're three tigers.
Yeah,
How
I
did
am.
She get a gun if she wasn't 18? She definitely was 20. She was definitely at least 20.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I didn't vet Sandra at all. Like,
did she say she was an undercover nun?
She did say that.
Man, can she act though? She was killing.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was great. So okay, Mr. CEO, what now?
Now, we take you back home, and Charlie.
Charlie
becomes the CEO of my company.
Okay.
Peter stands. This is fucking stupid. I don't understand. I didn't consent to this.
It was. Look, I saw your guys' Sweeney Todd performance in Kansas City, and I knew that one of you was destined to be mine. Because you know what? I did forensics in high school. Ooh. I did so okay. much out in high school. So I just felt a very deep connection.
Who did you play? With?
I was Sweeney Todd.
Oh, perfect. I was Sweeney oh. Todd. So it's wow. two generations of Sweeney Todd being CEOs. Mm-hmm. I think that works out. And while I don't like being manipulated and lied to, I do accept the role of CEO.
Do you also accept my tiger powers?
Yeah, well, I get the tiger powers.
Yeah, just hold my, just grab my hand.
I don't fully understand them, but okay. He reaches out and grabs his hand.
Become three different tigers. And they're like ghosts. Like, they're not real tigers. They're like
ghost tigers?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I suppose.
That's so
what
funny.
Do you do with these powers besides manipulate children?
Not much else. You know, I pulled some pranks on my employees.
God, okay, 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 okay.
I once did a brand deal as a ghost tiger.
Okay. Charlie begins to cry.
Just grab my hand.
Okay,
I'll
okay.
give you my powers.
He reaches out and he grabs his hand. And there's
and then a big light flashes from their hands. And then Wyatt withers away.
What the fuck just happened?
What the fuck has been happening? I've been lost for so long. Lost. I don't know. Yeah, but like, what is going on? You're a CEO in Tiger Powers?
Yeah. I'll say he withered away without taking us off this island.
And when he withered away, all the people in his crew and also withered away. No, what away. The...
Okay,
Mom? Mommy? Where'd you go? So they're still on this island.
Yeah, now only, like,
the five of them, yeah.
Five.
Are left.
Well, four, because Billy was with them.
Well, it was originally yeah. six, there, so there, now it's five.
It was six.
Two.
And then Sandra killed herself.
Nope, two girls,
and then,
there's two.
Oh, that's right, Sarah killed herself. Wait, Sarah killed herself, Benny. And there's Benny.
Yeah.
So it is five. Because yeah. Billy also withered five. Away.
Okay. Billy withered away.
What the fuck is happening?
and as they're looking there, as they're standing there looking at Sandra's dead body, they go, should we eat her?
And
credits.
I think that's a great ending. Just
do
like
you?
So should we like eat her?
The ending kind of lost.
I don't know about you guys. I was following that to a T.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
I Lordy, lordy, lordy.
There was one thing I wanted.
Cool.
There yeah. was one thing I wanted what? To like be like. Did you guys get that bit? But I forgot what it was from earlier. I like made a reference to something, and I was like, "Did you guys catch that?" But I don't remember what it was anymore.
I don't know what I caught and what I didn't catch. What? I don't even know what to say. This one has to
kind of jump the shark a little bit.
No, well, yeah. That was great. I think that was great.
Love it. I think it has to be called Nundercover for no other reason.
Nundercover Boss.
Nundercover
Boss. Nundercover Boss. That's good.
Why wasn't he mad that they kicked him out of the group?
Because it was all a test.
The test was
plan.
He said a lot of he said so many misogynistic things. We had a Peter and Billy romance that we were gonna get to, and Billy just fucking dies. I don't know. Oh,
that's
Christ.
The way the screenplay goes, baby.
It's just the way the screenplay goes, baby.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Thank you all for listening. What a great episode.
Well, that just happened. I guess I'll see you every day.
We'll see you next every year. Day we'll in the Jake Minisodes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jake I do Minisodes. Think, mm-hmm. I say this all the time, but let's try to get back on track. How about that, fellas?
I say this all the time too. I say
no. You say no.
The doingo.
Let's get go. Wait, what is that, Jake? It's a horse.
I got it from IKEA. Nice. It's a horse.
We kind of did the check-ins at the beginning where Alex engaged and I'm married and Jake has moved again. What's new with us, really.
But I won't say where. Royal Oak. You don't have to bleep that.
They'll find you.
That's vague enough.
I'm right behind you. Yeah. It's gonna be a whimsical three tiger ghost powered man. Mm-hmm. If you have tiger powers, please email us and tell us all about them. And oh my gosh, where can they email us?
What is our email?
Email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh. Woo. And you can't just find us there. You could also find us wherever you get your podcasts, obviously. And if if you're not into listening, maybe you want to watch us do this and you watch us cry at the end of this plot because it's crazy. You can watch us on a little platform called YouTube.
Mm-hmm. YouTube.
Search Screenplay Podcast.
See our beautiful faces.
You can see our beautiful, beautiful
link
faces.
Our voices with our face.
Right, because it is hard to tell.
You're like, oh, that's what they look like.
You're like, oh, yeah, okay, so this voice goes to this guy. And then the one that sounds like that voice goes to the other guy.
Yeah. Anyway. Wait, which one sounds like
the other
voice?
I think you and I sound more similar, is what I've been told, Jake and I.
Just,
I don't know.
We're just your three favorite white boys.
We're just three.
We're just three
white dudes with a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
With a podcast.
But that's fun. So yeah, leave us a review, 5 stars, if you liked this. Good reviews only.
If you don't like it,
do email Adam. And I think this one is kind of warranted. If you did not like this, please email Adam.
Email Alex.
No, if you have any compliments about the story, also email me.
Yeah, that's true. Do that.
Be like, you know what? I really liked when the three tigers were one guy.
I really liked when the misogynistic villain became sort of like the benevolent, all-knowing guy.
Yeah, you know, we had a... this was about Yellow Jackets.
Shit happens.
It was a Willy Wonka.
It was a Willy Wonka.
With Wonka coming out past weekend.
That's right.
When we're filming this.
And you can follow us on us on social media at Screenplay PCast. That's the letter P. That's on Twitter and are we on Instagram? On Facebook? We're on some of those. Screenplay.
All three of those were Screenplay PCast. I think on TikTok we're Screenplay Podcast.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok too. We like to do shorts sometimes. Sure. That's where Jake's minisodes will go up probably.
Okay.
So yeah, leave us a review. Tell your friends. Tell your parents. Tell your enemies if you liked the show. And we will see you next time. We got to plug ourselves. So that's how you can follow us collectively. Individually, you can follow me. I'm at Jesse Sarwitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I am at Alec Combs on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, and also on YouTube. Check out some of my videos. New video isn't going to be out for a while. It's a huge one.
Nice.
And that'll be out in several months, probably. But it'll be a big, great big one.
Woohoo! And I'm at JakeRubin27 on Instagram, at JakeRubin69 on Twitter.
Nice. Well, thanks for listening, screenwriters. We'll see you next time. Which hopefully is not a 6-month gap because I'll be pissed off. That's
manifest it. Alec manifest it right now.
Nice.
Write it down. There you go.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
This has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Toodles.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.
Bye.